Good morning, and thank you for joining me today. As you all know, SunRail is a project that the department, previous governors, legislatures, local elected officials, and tens of thousands of Floridians have spent years working on to move forward. At the federal level, Florida Congressman John Mica, chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, has been the most vocal champion of SunRail and the commuter rail in Central Florida for nearly 20 years. He has supported this project by securing funding and has held numerous meetings and public meetings throughout Florida and in Washington. Most recently, on Tuesday, I spent the day meeting with the citizens across Central Florida and the five major SunRail funding partners to discuss the framework of the SunRail project. I laid out the details of the project, and I asked them all if there were any new facts or information about SunRail since they last voted on the project, which they felt should have a bearing on the decision on whether or not to proceed. This was important because SunRail is a partnership between local, state, and federal governments, along with private sector entities, and has been years in making. With longtime advocates in Congress and the Florida legislature, it has been championed as a much-needed transportation alternative in Central Florida. The state's participation in this contractual partnership has been contingent on local government commitments, federal appropriations, and promises by private sector companies. My recent tour of Central Florida provided an opportunity for any of these groups to explain if they no longer intended to live up to these expectations and promises. They did not, and I have reported this back to Governor Scott. The partners told me that they still support the commuter rail system, and they clearly understand that the local governments will participate in covering any cost overruns. I spend most of my time listening. I listened to the elected official, but most importantly, I listened to the public comments. I listened to the all sides of this debate, and I must tell you that overwhelming majority of the opinions expressed in each of these meetings I attended was in favor of moving forward. This was extremely helpful, and I wanted to again state that I appreciate everyone's participation in the meetings this week. I then spent nearly 2 hours with Governor Scott on Wednesday to brief him on the meetings and to once again review the history and the legal framework of SunRail. This was the latest in ongoing meetings with the governor and his staff to present research and opinions from a wide variety of experts. As many of you know, the SunRail agreement was approved by previous legislature. At the conclusion of the 2009 special session on the SunRail project, the Florida House voted 84-25 to create the current framework of the project. In the Florida Senate, the vote was 27-10. These votes cast by legislators from all across Florida, including affirmative votes by current House Speaker Dean Cannon, Senate President Mike Cardopoulos, and CFO Jeff Atwater, who presided over the Senate at that time. SunRail was also supported by former Governors Bush and Crist. Money from both the federal government and here in Florida has already been appropriated for this project. Details of those appropriations are in the additional information packet that will be made available after my remarks. Included is a letter for Chairman John Mica of the U.S. House Committee on Transportation Infrastructure dated just a few days ago, reaffirming the federal commitment to have funding immediately available for SunRail. With all due diligence complete, it's time for a decision. Because of all these previous actions and legal commitments spanning several years, today I'm announcing that the governor has authorized the department on behalf of the state of Florida to sign the pending full funding grant agreement. This will culminate in SunRail's construction and operation. This decision was made after a long deliberative process, and the result is that all stakeholders and partners will be held accountable as the project moves forward. As I mentioned, SunRail project includes a number of specific commitments from private sector supporters. The additional information packet has a more complete listing of these entities and their promised action, but here are a few examples. In exchange of the purchase of the rail track, CSX has committed to investments in railways all over the state of Florida. These investments will support other infrastructure, such as helping making Florida's ports more accessible for trade. Walt Disney World has committed to partially subsidize the commuter bus transit service throughout Central Florida to its property. Florida Health has committed to pay $3.5 million for its own rail stop and to market and subsidize ridership for all of its 17,000 employees. Tupperware Brand Corporation has committed to donate 10 acres of land to serve as a site for the proposed Osceola Parkway station and to establish a shuttle service to carry employees and others to encourage ridership. In conclusion, today I will call Peter Rogoff, the Administrator of Federal Transit Administration, and tell him that we will sign the full funding grant agreement once it clears the 60-day review period in Congress and is transmitted to the state. At this time, I'll take any questions. You're going to have to ask the governor on that.
Is there any reason the governor isn't here making this announcement?
Governor had other scheduled conflicts, and he wanted us to make the announcement here.
What are some examples of any facts you unearthed in the course of this review over the last 6 months that weren't available in January?
There were no new facts. It was just the governor's due diligence, wanted to make sure the legal framework, the funding, the appropriations, just trying to make sure that it doesn't create any additional liability for the state beyond what's spelled out already in the agreements.
Is there any financial impact as a result of the six-month delay in starting the project?
No.
It hasn't been already revealed?
No. And I made the commitment to the Governor Scott that I'm committed and he's going to hold me accountable that we're going to deliver this project with the least amount of cost overruns. This project will be built. It's a unique kind of contract. It's a design-build contract where the risk is shared between the private and the public sector. And I'm very confident that we can build the phase one of this project with the least amount of overruns and time delays. Early 2014.
How confident are you in the ridership numbers?
The ridership, again, that's going to require partnership from all the partners, the locals, the private businesses for this train to be successful. This project is going to be sort of a judgment day kind of project. If we cannot make SunRail successful, probably there will be no more trains in the state of Florida, no more commuter trains. So it's all the more important. That's why we wanted to make sure that the private sector, the local governments, and everybody is in concert. We have to make this train, SunRail, successful for any hope of building choices in transportation. With that, thank you.